Many public schools have resource officers. They're sworn police officers charged with keeping the students and staff safe. But their responsibilities aren't always clear. 90.5 WESA's Sarah Schneider takes us to a school police training sponsored by a national organization held this week at the Quaker Valley School District.
Quaker Valley School Police Officer Aaron Vanetta walks through the hallways of the middle school in Swickley, pointing out measures he has taken to secure the building. A group of officers from around the country trail behind him, nodding along as he tells anecdotes that demonstrate what he's learned along the way, like the importance of the cork boards cluttered with student artwork.
So you'll see the whole school, they let the kids put their stuff up, so they take an ownership in this building. That way they're not going to damage it.
And what don't they have hanging?
That's Joe Kazarian, the director of school police for the Brentwood School District. He's also a training instructor.
From the ceilings?
Blocking
what?
Cameras.
Vanetta and Kazarian tell the officers to always be aware of what could obstruct security camera recordings. They then walk to the school's entrance and rattle off best practices for visitor procedures. They note the headaches that metal keys can cause. They tell them to keep shrubbery outside of the building trimmed and to put visitor parking away from the front entrance. They regularly talk about thinking like a bad guy in order to protect the school. The basic training course through the National Association of School Resource Officers is not mandated in Pennsylvania. But the instructors stress that training is necessary because officers are primarily working with adolescents in a school building. It's different than working with the general public. They also talk about mentorship and the developing teen brain. Vanetta says his job is to reinforce that their role is to protect students from imminent threats of harm. Earlier that day, he briefed school administrators on what he had learned from a recent school shooting in Kentucky.
Their role was to be a law enforcement officer. Their role was to be a mentor or informal counselor.
But what about when the harm comes from the students or the officers themselves? Last year, several videos surfaced of a former Woodland Hills principal and school police officer threatening students, tasing one and putting another in a chokehold. Those students are now suing the district. One of the attorneys representing the students, Tim O'Brien, said the school resource officers, including Steve Shawless, were used as disciplinarians.
Those resource officers, including Shawless, were supposed to be specially trained to learn how to deal with students in a school district so that they would not be using force dealing with routine disciplinary issues.
According to the Woodland Hills superintendent, Al Johnson, who was also named in the suit, Officer Shawless completed the basic training before he was hired by the Churchill Police Department. The National Association of School Resource Officers makes it clear that school officers should only step in when criminal activity is occurring. Vanetta says they are not recommended to be involved in formal school discipline.
A lot of times these guys are getting themselves in trouble over things that they have no business even being involved in.
While he has the authority to arrest students, he says one of his goals is to keep them out of the criminal justice system.
When they do get in trouble, I have solutions for that. Here at Quaker Valley, we have a peer jury program.
That program just started this year, and he's putting first-time nonviolent offenders in front of their peers to assess the harm and attempt to correct behavior. Many students in the Woodland Hills District are dealing with outside factors that can cause tension inside of the school building. While 62% of Woodland Hills students are economically disadvantaged, 16% of Quaker Valley students fit that category. Officer Vanetta recognizes that, but says it's important to have the right kind of person doing the work of a resource officer. It has to be someone who wants to work with the students.
You can't go in there and treat, you know, people poorly and expect to get positive results.
Vanetta says for many students, resource officers are their first exposure to law enforcement. He says he wants them to know that they're there to help. I'm Sarah Schneider, 90.5 WESA News.